neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Regarding the question that was asked, why the only celebration in Hanukkah is about the Pach Shemen, the jar of the oil that was found, and it lasted 8 days. And we're not celebrating about the war that took place. That was a great Nisachon, defeat of the enemy, 13 people against thousands, millions soldiers. So now one of the matters that about the lighting the menorah, at the time of the Hashmonaim, they needed the fire that is holy, Esh Kodesh, because without it, they were not able to light the menorah. So one of the miracles that took place, that all of a sudden they noticed fire under the Mizbeach, not handmade, human made. So this miracle took place from Shamayim that approved that this miracle that are being deserved after 180 years of going through the Galut of Yavan. So it was approved by Shamayim that they are permitted to light the menorah. So this miracle, actually, it overcomes the fear of the enemy. So that's why, even though that in Al-Hanisim we mentioned Al-Hamilchama, but that's the secondary compared to the Pach Shemen, the Jar of the Shemen that they found. So the other question was, how come if you miss Al-Hanisim, your tefillah is still good? You don't need to repeat it. You found the answer?
This is
specified about the special time of Hanukkah. So why we don't go back? Why we don't repeat that tefillah? What does Al-Hanisim mean? Miracles. Why miracle takes place? Understand? But why miracle?
Something impossible that happens.
So now here, miracle means lack of merits. So when we don't have zechut, then the miracle has to take place. But if we have enough zechut, there is no reason that Hashem would do miracle for us. So that means when miracle happens, we demanding extra work from Ribono Shel Olam. So that means miracle is good or not good?
Not good.
Not good. Hazaru Baruch. Why? Because actually the miracle, when it takes place, it shows
we
don't have enough zechut. So that's why we see here, for Ya'alevi Yavo, we have to go back. For Al-Hanisim, there's no need to go back. Why? Because there's no need for it. So that means when the miracle takes place, or we're asking for a miracle, that means it could have happened, it should happen, but because we are lacking merits, zechuyot, then it's not taking place. So you're asking to Hashem to do something over nature. And that is the extra work. That's what the Gemara brings many, many, many stories about occasions that the miracle take place and they were punished because there was no need for it. Hashem is like, you know, that would not need miracles. And we have enough zechuyot, that was not a shame. It's going to be a shuot, the karov.
Koila nishamote, halel ko halelu ko, koila nishamo, nishamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.